Good evening, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk. We are coming to you from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. It's a Friday, April the 23rd, 2021. I am Thungameli Nkomo.
And I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye, broadcasting from my home in Washington, D.C. because of the COVID-19 pandemic. Figures coming in from the Minister of Health in Zimbabwe say that as of yesterday, the 22nd of April, there are 38,018 confirmed cases as of last year. And that includes 35,073 people that did contract COVID-19 but were able to battle it off. And the sad news is that we still have some that have contracted the disease and passed away. And this figure stands at 1,555. And also to date, when we look at the COVID-19 vaccine, we have 308,071 who have been vaccinated against the COVID-19.
Indeed, on the global scale, we have 144 million cases to date and 3 million deaths. That's a lot of people there succumbing to COVID-19. We have the United States leading in the number of fatalities with 570,000 deaths, followed by Brazil, which has lost 383,000 people. Then number three, we have Mexico, our neighbor here in the United States. They have lost 214,000 people to COVID-19. So we will continue looking at the vaccinations going on in Zimbabwe tonight, as well as some political discussions, because we love politics. Here on Live Talk, we will talk about the constitutional amendments. We will talk about the Joanna Mamombes. We'll talk about the Green Bombers who are returning after a cabinet resolution last week or two. Sad news are happening tonight. Four people died in an Air Force helicopter crash in Ukuru area in Arcturus, according to a statement from the Air Force of Zimbabwe. Let me read a bit from that statement. They are saying an Air Force of Zimbabwe Augusta Bell 412 helicopter from number 8 at Miami Air Force Base crashed in Ukuru area in Arcturus on 23 April 2021, which is today. The helicopter crashed into a house and sadly claimed the lives of two pilots and a technician, as well as a child on the ground, while another young girl and the mother had burnt injuries and were taken to Parire Nyatwa Hospital. The helicopter took off from Manyame AFB with two pilots and one aircraft technician on board on a general handling training sortie in the Seke Domboshava training area. Sad news there coming from Seke tonight. Four people dying in a helicopter crash. 3 military guys and one child on the ground. Air Force of Zimbabwe Commander Air Marshal Elson Moyo issued a statement here saying, we are deeply saddened by the loss of lives after the unfortunate accident. Our hands and prayers are with the families of the deceased and those injured after the accident. Marv, some sad news there.
Yes, Antunga, sad news indeed, because I know on social media, this is one of the stories that has been trending because a lot of people were asking who was in that helicopter, where was it going, and what happened. And as you said, there are some civilians also who were injured when the helicopter crashed on the house. But going back to COVID-19, yesterday, Antunga, we saw the president, Emmerson Mnangagwa, and some members of Pollard, including Linda Masarira of LEAD, going to Kwekwe to get the second jabs of the COVID-19 vaccine. So many have been asking that, are we going to see a rise in the number of people that will be taking up this second dose? Because there have been reports that there was lackluster, or, you know, the number of people that are going back for their second dose has sadly declined. So we're going to be watching those figures to see what happens in the next coming weeks regarding the second dose of the COVID-19 vaccine.
Yebo mavu kunjalo lingaba lichona njani emakhaya siyalambulela kuhlelo lwe Live Talk lamhlanje siqhubeka sixoxa ngokuhlatshwa kwabantu ijekiseni ye coronavirus eganye lokumemetheka kwalomkhuhlane kulezi nsuku ukhanya usabalala kakhulu ezikolo. Izolo akekho obhubhileyo kodwa kutholakale abangu 38 belomkhuhlane lo. Asebebhubhile since last year umkhuhlane lo ufika elizweni sebengu 1555. Kuthi asebetholakale belomkhuhlane lo sebengu 38,018. Abahlatshwe izolo ijekiseni yakuqala ngoba ukuze umuntu kuthi hayi usevikelekile okunganeno kumele ehlatshwe kabili. So abahlatshwe ijekiseni yakuqala izolo bangu 12,440. Okukhuphule inani lasebehlatshwe ijekiseni eyodwa baya ku 308,071. Asebehlatshwe ijekiseni yesibili njalo ingeyokugcina izolo bangu 6,363, meaning ukuthi asebehlatshwe amajekiseni womabili asebeqedile abagoqela umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa ngoba uhlatshwe izolo lo msekeli wakhe uConstantino Chiwenga sebengu 43,728. Ilo udaba isiza lukhangela lamhlanje udaba lwalomkhuhlane ukuhlatshwa kwabantu. Sibuza ukuthi kanti kungani abantu bekhanya beyidondela lijekiseni ngoba from ama statistics ama figures esilawo kukhanya banengi abathi bengahlatshwa ijekiseni yakuqala bengaze besabuyela ukuyahlatshwa esibili, okuyinto engalunganga ngoba umuntu kumele ahlatshwe amajekiseni amabili. Sizaphatha njalo kancane udaba lokuguqulwa kwesekelo sombuso. Sikhulume njalo ngodaba lukaJoanna Mamombe, ummeli we-MDC Alliance eHarare East. Ubese sibhedlela eselatshwa, EMDC ithi uthethwe izolo ngabejele eGroup, ube ku-private hospital ephumile ejele kodwa babuye bamhluthuna phakathi kobusuku engakaqedi ukwelatshwa bambisela. Sizakhangela njalo ukudaba lwama-green bomber. Abasakhulayo bezanu-PF labana phela ababevame ukusetshenziswa kakhulu ukutshaya abasekeli bamabandla aphikisayo esikhathini esedluleyo. I-National Youth Service isiphendukile. Sizakukhangela konke lokho mafu.
Aiwa, kune avo vachangobva kupinda muchirongwa chedu, tinokuchingamidzai nemufaro. Musi wechishanu April 23 kudai 2021. Nasi pachirongwa chedu cheLive Talk tange tine gango tukutaura zvakasiyana siyana, tange tukutaura pamusoro pedenda rechirwere cheCOVID-19, tichitarisa zvakare zviri kuitika munyika, panyaya dzezvematongerwo enyika, tichitarisa isu zviri kuitika panyaya dzezvinhu zvakadai sekutangwa zvakare kwevaya vaimbova vechidiki vaiwanikwa ivo vachiitwa inonzi National Youth Service kana kuti kuboda gezuko kuti zvakamira sei pari zvino, uyezve tiri kutarisa zvanga zviri kuitika mumatare munguwa ya fura potaka ona vamo vachifu otera kutipawa niku iwo pachi wani kwa pachi pasiswa constitutional amendment ye bill 2 vamo varu kushora vamo varu kufara onasho saka ndoshu mwesha tisange tini kutarisa mzuvara nasa asitisinga kanganwe kutinya ya ilikunesa pasirose inya ya yedenda re COVID-19 Parishi no Zimbabwe kubane zuro bazireshe utano rinoti pane vanhu 38,018 vakawani kwa iwo vachibatwa nedenda iri kubvara tanga gore rapfuura muna March tozotarisa vakabatwa nedenda iri vakarirwisa vari pa 35,073 uyezve vakabatwa nedenda iri vakakwanisa kuzowanikwa iwo vachishaya vari pa 1,555 tutarisa isu vanhu vabaiwa nhomba yeCOVID-19 iyo iri paphase 2 parizvino vasvika ivo pa 308,071 uyezve nezuro takaona mutungamiri wenyika vaEmerson Munangagwa nevamwe vebato kana kuti vegungano roPollard vanosanganisira vanhu vakadaisa vana muzvare Linda Mazarira vachienda ivo kunobaiwa kukwekwe second dose ravo kana kuti Jackson ravo rechipiri reCOVID-19 saka tange takatarisa kuti izvi zvichaita here kuti vamwe vanhu vanga vasisiri kuenda kunobaiwa Jackson iri nokuti tinoona kuti vazhinji vari kunzi vakabaiwa Jackson ravo rekutanga vakati wandei asi vashoma vari kuzodzokera kunobaiwa inga yatingati nhomba yechipiri saka ndozvimwe zvatange tiri kutarisa titarisa zvakare uwandu hwevanhu vari kuwanikwa vachibatwa nedenda iri reCOVID-19 pasi rose tinoona kuti America pari zvino ndoine vanhu vari kuwanikwa ivo vakawanikwa vachishaya vanodaudzira ivo over 500,000 vanhu vakawanikwa vachishaya kubva kudenda iri reCOVID-19 asi mutungamiri wenyika yeAmerica vaBiden vari kuti ivo vari kuwedzera uwandu hwemaJackson uyezve hwenzvimbo dzekuti vanhu vakwanise kuwanikwa ivo vachiwana mukana wokuti vabayiwe ivo maJackson kana kuti nhomba dzekudzivirira chirwere ichi cheCOVID-19 asi tapedza izvozvo regai tipinde munyaya inofarirwa neveruzhinji nyaya yezvematongerwo enyika ntunga ndiani watiri kutanga naye nhasi
Wongo Mav, we will go with none other than Dr. Masimba Mavaza, the ZANU-PF. We have Vamavaza and Vazokora, Vatawanda Zokora, the MDC Alliance. Dr. Mavaza, good evening and welcome.
Good evening, Gibbs. Good evening, Mav. And good evening, our listeners and Chief Sofie.
I know Gibbs is my brother, and many people think we look alike, but...
I'm sorry, Gibbs was in my mind.
I know, it's okay. It's okay. So before we dive deeper, Dr. Mavaza, let's look at the issue of Joanna Mamombe, the MDC legislator for the MDC Alliance. So we know she's in custody. She was at Chikurubi Maximum Prison. Then on Wednesday, she fell ill, apparently. Then there were negotiations with prison authorities. She was transported to a private clinic in the city center. But last night, in the middle of the night, the MDC says that prison officials just showed up and removed her from the hospital before she was discharged by her doctors and took her back to Chikurubi Maximum Prison. And, you know, that has sparked quite a public outcry. What do you make of that?
Thank you so much. Firstly, we need to look into the... it's not as easy as the public made to understand. We need to understand what were the terms of her being released into the hands of a private clinic from prison. Well, how many days was she given to stay out there? And did she leave all those days, or that was over time, or she had overlived the time she was given? You know, there are so many issues to look at. But however, it is very rare for any criminal or any suspect rather, a criminal is not a good word because he has not been convicted yet. But let's call a suspect. For any suspect who is under the custody of the prisons to be released to go for a private treatment in a private clinic. So she literally has gone away with she was very lucky to get that. In most cases, the prisons, they've got their own hospitals. They've got their own doctors. And she should have been treated from there. But she has been given this aspect. Now, before we rush to condemn anybody, I think we have a problem where we come to a conclusion after what we see, a clip of a video and opinion of the opposition or of the interested parties. But I think if we can get all the sides clearly, understand the whole story, and who had released her, what, how many days or hours has she been given, and when was she supposed to go back to prison, or did she breach any of those conduct? It will be difficult for us to blame anybody. But furthermore, you see, the way people are saying it out there, it's very crazy. They are saying Joanna Mamombe is seriously ill in hospital, and then before she's treated, they just bring her out of hospital back to prison. If you have seen the video, Mtunga, you'd realize that the verbosity which was coming and the strength which was coming from Joanna Mamombe, and she screams and shouts and asserts a position that I won't move an inch from here. It's not hand in hand with somebody who is ill, who is gravely down with an illness. It looks that she's not as what people are saying. Either way, it is wrong to take her from hospital without the discharge of doctors, because nobody has done the any other processes of safeguarding to see if she is able to be driven back at that stage. What tablets had she taken? What tablets is she supposed to take? Is she going with the nurse who was attending to her? All those things. I think there was no pain in allowing her to go to hospital, to prison the following day after seeing the doctor. That rashness and that harshness, it could be simply an overzealousness of some officers, which ends up spoiling the name of our good government and our good party.
Thank you, Dr. Mavaza. And let's bring in Mr. Zokora of the MDC Alliance. Mr. Zokora, good evening and welcome.
Magadi Muria Zimbabwe, Ragateri. Thank you.
Tinofara edu, and I'm sure Zimbabweans are also fine out there. Tell us about Joanna's situation after yesterday, and what do you say about all that happened?
Well, it's a cruelty in its fullest form. I've never seen anything like that. Any human being cannot treat a fellow human being the way Honorable Joanna Mamombe is being treated. Joanna Mamombe has gone to hell and came back. Unfortunately, she's being made to go to hell by ZANU-PF. It's not what we expect of people who are all Zimbabweans. And I'm surprised another Zimbabwean, Dr. Mavaza, who happens to be a doctor, but I know for sure that Mkomo Wanga was a doctor wechiremba wekutarisa vanhu. But I'm surprised that he's diagnosing Honorable Joanna Mamombe all the way from the United Kingdom simply because Joanna Mamombe managed to protest the injustice that was being meted to her. Dr. Mavaza, he has the audacity to say that she looked fine, she looked okay, because she said something. How would someone not say something when she is being treated the way she was being treated like that? There were people that were outside that had guns. You know, how can a government, a whole government, bring armed people to take in a patient who is not feeling well, who had been given permission to go and see a doctor? How do you see a doctor in 12 hours and then after that you are expected to go back? Why would Joanna Mamombe not be, why would she not feel sick? Who doesn't know the conditions in our jails in Zimbabwe? Who doesn't know? If you just go on Google right now and Google, they will tell you that at least two people are dying every day in our Zimbabwean prisons. That puts that number to around 700 people that are dying every year in Zimbabwe. And it's mostly because of the food that the people are being given there. And these numbers, the 700 that I'm talking about, or the two people per day that are dying in prisons because they are getting sick in prison, was prior to COVID-19. Now, because of the overcrowdedness that is in our jails, because there's no social distancing, the government is not doing anything about the prisoners that are in there. They're not taking care of them. They're not giving them any water or even soap, a bar of soap, so that they can wash their hands to protect themselves from COVID. You would expect that number to double or even triple. So why should it be an issue, kuti Joanna Mamombe arwara ari muchipatara, when almost everyone there is sick? Look at the statistics. People in prisons in Zimbabwe are sick. And we have an honorable person, a member of parliament, who gets sick when he's in jail and he goes to a hospital. And before he has even completed the treatments, even seen a specialist who he had been recommended to see, the government comes with armed men and everyone from the prison services to abduct. It's not even taking away that person. It's abducting that person, you know, away from the hospital. It's embarrassing. These are things that put Zimbabwe in very bad light. And then they start talking about Zimbabweans being unpatriotic. They are the ones that are being unpatriotic. They are the ones that are doing injustice to Zimbabwe. Nobody would want to get involved in a country that treats its own people like that. You treat your own citizen, your own member of parliament like that, and you expect someone from America or from the United Kingdom to go to Zimbabwe and invest. We can forget that.
Mnumzana Tawanda Zogora Ngwe Bandla Le MDC Alliance Ove Kuluma Gelapo Ngelunga Labuleta Lele Parlamente Unkosazana Joanna Mamombe Oteto Espesela Ngabe Jelele Chikurupi Izolo Eku Private Hospital Ngova Usuge Jelele Chikurupi Ekula Wase Anjiswa Espesela Walaliswa Lamhlanje Ove Mele Asholo ngodokotela ngokutsho kwe-MDC kodwa kuthiwa abejele babuye phakathi kobusuku izolo bamhluthuna engadischargewanga lokudischargewa ngodokotela babuyela laye ejele okuyinto ecunule abantu abaningi mafu.
Ndomboenda kuna vamabaza ndithi Dr. Mabaza, takaona mutungamiri wenyika vachiregerera vamwe vasungwa mazuva apfuura iwaya vachitivo majeri akawandisa vanhu uyezve kune COVID-19. Saka sei tiri kuona muzvare Mamombe vari kubatwa sei zvavari kuitwa izvi?
Give me 2 seconds just to respond to Chief Soshe there. You see, the problem which Comrade Jokora, Mr. Jokora is wandering into the bush of confusion. Mamombe was not in a hospital for the hospital's sake. Mamombe, whether in hospital or not, remains in the custody of the prison services. So when the prison services went to pick her up from the hospital to put her back to a cell, it is the natural day-to-day business of the prisons, because she remained in their custody. She has not been released by the court of law. She has not been taken against her will, because she was already there lawfully in the custody of the prisons. So whatever happened yesterday, whether it looks good or it looks bad, Joanna Mamombe had not been abused in any way. She has been literally been transferred from one cell to another cell within the custody of the prisons. Unfortunately, this time, the prisons were good enough to allow her to go to a private hospital and not to be there forever. And understanding the drama and the dramatic way the MDCA people try to play and think that everybody else can be stupefied by their antics, the prisoner had no choice but to take her back to the cell where she belongs. But anyway, coming back to the answer to the question, Marv, what we understood is the president gave amnesty to convicted prisoners. Joanna Mamombe is not a convicted prisoner, so she could not have qualified under the amnesty which was given to mark the 41st anniversary of independence. And furthermore, the treatment of Joanna Mamombe yesterday was not done by the government of Zimbabwe. It was done by the prison services. And I will reiterate that sometimes some officers in every department, everywhere, some officers are extremely overzealous in executing their duties, which gives the country, puts in a bad name. I said, and I will say again, yes, it was good. They took her from the hospital to prison because she's supposed to be in a remand prison. But however, it was not going to kill anybody if Joanna Mamombe was allowed to wait for a doctor to come and discharge her back into the hands of the prisons. So the speed in taking her there suggests two things, that either she was released to the hospital in a very improper way, and when the auditing was done, they were asked, how is she out without a court order? If you want to take anybody out of prison in any country, you do it through the court. There are only two people who can take you out of prison. One, the court giving an order, or two, the president giving an amnesty. So if anybody else had made an arrangement with the prisons and took Joanna Mamombe out and then discovered their mistake later and went to try to rectify what they've done, yes. But the problem here is the MDC people, especially my brother Jokora here, they are very good in dramatizing things and in trying to make big mountains out of molehills. You look at the issue here. Nobody is telling us under what circumstance was Joanna Mamombe released into a private hospital. Let me tell you, Tuna, today, if it was a ZANU-PF person who was taken from prison to a private hospital during the time they were under the custody of prisons, you would be screaming corruption. But surprisingly, people are screaming that why was she taken back to prison? Why? Because she's MDC. There is no special treatment of anybody, whether you are an MP or not. You have committed a crime. You are not given bail because you are not fit for bail because of your behavior. And therefore, you were then taken out of prison through the ways we do not understand how. So we are simply saying here, it becomes a futile argument here to say it was cruel or not cruel, because nobody understands exactly on what basis was she released. But when they realize their mistake, they had to rectify it. So you cannot say, if you make a mistake and you realize your mistake, you must finish your mistake first, then correct it. No, correct it immediately. The moment you discover I've made a mistake, correct it then. So when they realized they've made a mistake by releasing Joanna Mamombe without a court order or without expiry of a term, if she had a term, then they had to rectify it at whatever time. So whether they went there at night or whether they went there during the day, there is nothing wrong in what time they've gone there, because she is still under their custody. And we must understand that. We cannot politicize a very simple administrative prison issue. This has nothing to do with ZANU-PF, nothing to do with the government. It's entirely administrative, within the hands and the armpits of the prison services.
Uyamuzwa uyakhuluma lapha u Dr. Mavaza. Mavutai u Joanna Mamombe kungaba ukuthi abe chikurubi bananzelele ukuthi hayi phela baphambanisile ngokumkhiphela phandle ukuthi ayihlolwa ngodokotela ama private doctors, yikho benze ukuphuma ebuthumthumo ebusuku sebesiyamthatha lanxa nje ebengakaqedi ukwelatshwa. Mav,
aiwa regaindi vandavunza vajokora kuti manzwa zvataurwa naDr. Mavaza vari kuti dai zvakaitirwa honorable Joana Mamombe zvakaitirwa kune munhu weZANU PF vanhu vaizochema vachiti aiwa kwaitika hore. Imi munoona sei izvi uyezve izvi zvamungada kuona zvichiitwa panyaya iyoyi kuitira kuti munyatsoti aiwa zvinhu zviri kuitwa zvakanaka pari zvino?
The way ZANU PF applies law, it's being applied very unfairly. The same situation has happened before, and I'm glad that Dr. Mabaza brought it up. If you remember the story of Mai Mfumira, Mai Mfumira was actually released from prison on health grounds because she was not feeling well, because she claimed that she was not feeling well. Yet this is a person who stole $100 million that belonged to taxpayers. If you take $100 million, you put it into perspective, it can run all the 5 major hospitals in Zimbabwe for a year with full medical equipment and everything that is needed. $100 million gone, and Mai Mfumira is walking out right now because she was released on medical grounds. But this same government could not give Joana Mamombe 12 hours with her doctor. They could not do that. They released her 8 hours down the line. They were following her. They were coming after her. So what Dr. Mabaza is saying doesn't hold any water. You know, this government should learn to treat its citizens fairly and equally. Mai Mfumira, when she was in jail, we all know, we all saw the pictures of Mai Mfumira. She was wearing her clothes, everything, my perfume, tea, my handbag, expensive handbags, while she was in jail. So the treatment of ZANU-PF people that go in jail and the treatment of MGC people that are in jail for very frivolous charges is very different. Joana Mamombe is in jail because she protested in public that the livelihoods that they were having as youth in Zimbabwe were not the livelihoods that are supposed to be, you know, had by any youth or by any person for that matter in Zimbabwe. Look at the offense that she committed. Look at the offense that Mfumira committed. And look where Mfumira is. And look what Joana Mamombe has gone through. It's not fair. It's not right.
And let's also dive into Nyaye National Youth Service. I know it's a very contentious issue. Anzima Green Bombare Kudzoka Vadzokora.
We know what that means. We know what that means. We know that there's going to be mayhem in Zimbabwe. There's going to be bloodshed. There's going to be a bloodbath in the streets of Harare, in the streets of Bulawayo, in the streets of Mutare. We know that because we have seen that before. When the Green Bombers were introduced years back, we know what they were doing. They were targeting, they were going after any opposition members, in particular MDC members, and attacking them, beating them up. People died. The MDC Alliance has lost more than 2,000 members because of these people. They are not being brought back for anything that will benefit the nation, that will benefit Zimbabwe. They are there to benefit ZANU-PF. They are mainly for the retention of power by ZANU-PF. So already we know that they are preparing for 2023. And this is one way of doing it. It's called harvest of fear. They are already harvesting fear. They are already instilling fear into the minds of Zimbabweans. And it's not just going to be harvest of fear this time around when they've reignited the Green Bombers. The people will actually be beaten. We know people are going to be killed because they've done it before. We have people that have testified in courts, that have testified in public that they were being sent by ZANU-PF heavyweights to beat up people. And all those people were trained during that time for the Green Bombers. So we are going to see a repeat of what happened in 2002, what happened in 2008, especially in 2008 when we lost a lot of our members. So it's just going to be a repeat of that. People are going to be killed.
Uyakhuluma lapho uzokora we ebandla leMDC ngohlelo lweNational Youth Service ngoba sibone uhulumende kumavika amabili amathathu edluleyo memezela ukuthi hayi soluphenduka lolo hlelo iNational Youth Service abangaba sebekhohliwe lohlelo olwasungulwa ngubhodagezi kubo 2000 konapho uhlelo lokufundisa abasakhulayo kwakuthi abafundiswa ngembali yelizwe lepatriotism kodwa esakubonayo kulandela ukuthi abasakhulayo labo base besetshenziswa iZANU-PF ukutshaya abeMDC ngokunjalo kulokwesabela ukuthi njengoba ukhetho luka 2023 solusondele uhulumende sekhuluma ukuthi ama green bomber sephenduka kusho ukuthi hayi uselungiselela ukutshaya abantu yiko okhulunywa ngabanye yiko okhulunywa iMDC silaye ubaba uMabaza weZANU-PF uzasiphendulela mafu
regate imbonzo kwakuva kuna Dr. Mabaza ukuthi say bathole ZANU-PF rafunga kuti National Youth Service inzoke tichinzwa vamwe vanenge vari kutaurawo mafungiro avo pamusoro pemabasa anobatwa nevechidiki avo
vadzokora vataura panyaya yamaimvumira vadzokora is actually misleading the public and he knows it. Maimvumira spent 2 months in prison without bail. She was only released on bail by the High Court after 4 attempts. She was not given a bail on the first application. And after that, Ms. Mfumira, when she went to court dressed in her own clothes, it was from the police station, not from the remand prison. When she was in remand prison, Ms. Mfumira came to court dressed in the prison garb. But one thing you must appreciate is when you are not yet convicted, you can elect to go to court in your clothes or in the prison clothes. You can, there's a choice for that. But that's not the issue for now. So it is not correct for Vadzokora to say Maimvumira was given golden treatment. Maimvumira only raised the issue of mental health when a trial was near. Then she says she cannot stand trial because she's not well. That was not a reason for her granted on bail. But bear in mind here that Joanna Mamombe and two other colleagues, which the three musketeers, these three musketeers have been granted bail several times and committing the crime again. Mrs. Mfumira, the moment she was given bail, she has not been near commission of a crime. She is now waiting, she's respecting the courts. She's waiting for her case to be heard. But unlike Joanna Mamombe, she will continue to make noise, attention seeking, trying to tarnish the image of the country. So the behavior of simply re-offending and offending before your case is even tried, it does not help anybody. It destroys everybody. But anyway, coming to the issue of the border gaze, or the youth training. Each and every country have got the youth training programs. The youth training programs are not done on party purposes, but on national purposes. This is a national youth being trained. Why do we train the youth, or why do we go all the way out to train our youth? This is not trained, or rather the youth are not trained for the purpose of causing a war or beating up our opposition members, as Zokora would want people to believe. This is only one to teach the youth to respect the national and the national symbols. The youth are being taught about their great leaders, about their nation, about their history, where they came from Lobengula to Robert Mugabe to Joshua Ngomo to whoever, from Buyanehanda to Mnangagwa. They are taught about their leaders. They are taught about their national holidays. What does it mean to be Zimbabwean? Why do we have this holiday and that holiday? They are taught to share stories about their country, to be proud of their country. It is a way of patriotism. And these are taught again to a number of classroom activities. They are taught about the media, to tell them about their protectors, their rights and their duties, how to, anything they want to understand, to accept diversity, to understand that this country, which they call theirs, is the only country which is theirs in the whole world. And again, nowadays we observe, Tunga, we observe loss of traditional patriotic consciousness in our youth. Our youth are being fed in political understanding, not national understanding. The national youth training is not a partisan training of a particular party. The youth are trained to understand their country. And even in the United States of America, where you are, people, as they grow in schools, they are taught a course which is called citizenship. In that course,
but Dr. Mabaza, sorry to interrupt, but those people previously, they were being used to beat up people, harass people. And, you know, you talk to many people of my generation, even of your generation, everyone, many people have stories, nasty stories about the green bombers.
No, the problem is you are talking about what people tell you. We are talking today about what is on the ground. What
I'm also talking about what's on the ground, because I do have experiences with green bombers back in Zimbabwe.
No,
so do many people.
Right. Now, Mtunga, since you are coordinating the program, I would want to put your thoughts aside for a minute and continue to the what is actually happening. If the green bombers went out, harass people out there, that is not their course. That is not their training. That's overzealousness. We must appreciate in every discipline, there are some people who go all the way out and make wrong things. And that does not mean that it's correct. But the reality is the purpose of training people, of training the youth, it's national youth training. It is not to train them to be violent people. It is not to train them. Many people who graduated from Border Gezi in Mount Darwin and in other area, and Tabas in Duna, in Blawa, in the different areas, some of them have graduated and they've gone on to become, to train as nurses, train as doctors. Some have trained as accountants. Some have joined the police. The youth are given a foundation in these trainings. If the youth have been abused by one or two idiotic politicians, it does not mean that that is the purpose of such a training. So the youth training is not, if you have seen the green bombers beating up people, they've been abused. That is not mm-hmm. their purpose. And it is mm-hmm. not what they are out there for. So in short, to sum up the question, I'm saying the retraining of these people, it is worldwide. In every country, as I told you that in America, you are taught how to salute a flag, how to respect America. What is it to be American? In mm-hmm. in Russia, it's the same. In China, here in England, our kids go and are taught in citizenship lessons how to respect the Queen, how to understand the royal family. If there is a country in the world who loves their royalty, are the British, despite the fact that the Queen has been a queen for the past 45, if not 50 years, the people still love her. Why?
Thank
because
you.
They've been taught and indoctrinated to understand and be proud of their own country. So we cannot be stopped from teaching our youth to be proud of their one and only Zimbabwe.
Okay, thank you. Limzwileke lapho uMabaza, hayi uyabavikela mpela ama green bombers uthi hayi luhlelo oluhle kakhulu. Kodwa ngizamile ukuphusha back ngathi ama green bombers ngiyawazi mina. Ngangiwabona etshaya abantu kobulawayo, abantu baningi abantu abatshaya ngama green bombers setshenziswa libandla lezano PF. Kodwa uthi hayi babe setshenziswa ngabantu abangayisibo, kodwa ayisikho okuza kwenzakala kathesi njengoba sebephenduka nje mafu.
Ehe, andakateerera ndichinzwa vamabasa panyaya iyoyi yemagreen bomber. Naida kuti kana vadzoka tinyatsonzwisisa kuti iro zita rekuzoti green bomber rakabva papi sezvo vari kutaura ivo kuti aiwa vanhu vanenge vari kudzidziswa zveideology nezvimwe zvakadaro, asi kana vadzoka regai tigozonzwa kubva kwavari. Tomboenda kuna vajokora veMDC Alliance tobvunza zvakare kuti saka zvakamira zvakadai, pane here zvamuri kuita imi sebato reMDC Alliance kuedza kuti muudze government kana kuti hurumende yeZANU-PF kuti hamusi kufara nekudzorwa kweivava National Service kana kuti magreen bomber aya?
Before I bring in Vadzokora Mavhi, panyaya yekuti green bomber, remember those people were wearing some green fatigues.
Yes, I know.
Saka ndopakabvira zita racho. But also others were saying kuti vanhu vacho, because they were annoying many people.
Yes.
Saka some were saying kuti he green bomber from Nonzi Ziaziaze, green Ziaziaze Nones.
Okay.
Saka that's the background to the name. But yes. Let's bring in Vadzokora. Pindura enyi Vadzokora.
Yes, before I go into that, I hope Dr. Mavaza is now back because he has to hear this. But whether he hears this or not, it doesn't matter. I just have to clarify. I have to clarify to the people of Zimbabwe what he is saying, the lies he is talking about Joanna Mamombe, Cecilia Chimbiri, and Netsai, that they've been released several times on bail. He is forgetting to say that they've also been arbitrarily arrested several times, more than any youth in Zimbabwe, without any clear charges. And the fact that he tells Zimbabweans that they keep committing the same offenses, I think we need to educate each other here. Going in the streets and protesting is not a criminal offense, Dr. Mavaza. The fact that Joanna Mamombe, Netsai Marova, and Cecilia went to court in solidarity of Makomborero is not a criminal offense. It cannot be a criminal offense to go and express yourself. I think you're widely mistaken there. It's not criminal to go and stand in solidarity with your brother. And that's the reason why Joanna Mamombe and Cecilia are in jail today, because they were in court. They went to court in solidarity with a fellow youth. How can that be considered a criminal offense? And I also want to go into the issue of the green bombers. We go with presidencies. That's what we go with everywhere. In courts, even in our general lives, we go with presidencies. And I want to bring the issue of Jim Kunaka to Dr. Mavaza. And this is documented. Jim Kunaka testified, was one of the ZANU-PF youth that testified during the Mohande Commission. And he told Zimbabweans, and everyone was there, that as a youth leader who was trained by this green bomber, whatever it is, he's a green bomber himself. He testified that he was ordered to beat up MDC members and kill MDC members. He testified in public, and everyone heard that. You can go and replay the tape. And he wasn't testifying on his personal behalf, on his own, that he did it. He did those acts on his own. He was a leader in ZANU-PF, in Mbare. So he was leading many other youth who had graduated from these training centers. So here we have the evidence that we need, Dr. Mavaza, to confidently say that the green bombers is being brought back so that they can assault, they can beat up, they can rape, they can kill opposition members, because they've done it before and because they've testified in public. And we have the evidence to that effect. If they've done anything that is positive to the people of Zimbabwe, I haven't seen it. What we know about the green bombers is that they are ruthless, they are cruel, they kill, they rape, they beat up people. And no matter what Dr. Mavaza comes here and says, those people are seen in very bad light by the people of Zimbabwe. So you can come here and sing for your money and sing for your supper and defend those people, but the people of Zimbabwe know the truth. Vana veZimbabwe vanoziva chokwadi, vanozviziva kuti vakarohwa, vakashungurudzwa, vakapondwa, vakabhinywa nevakomana ivava vakabva kumatraining centers. Imi muchiuya pano muchitaura kuti vari kudzidziswa kuda vana veZimbabwe kana kuda nyika yavo. Isu tinozviziva, vana vese veZimbabwe vanozviziva kuti vanhu ivava vakadzidziswa, vanenge vachitodzidziswa kuponda.
And as we head towards the finish line, Vadzokora, pane nyaya iri kunetsa yekuvandudzwa kwebumbiro remutemo. We saw members from your party rejecting the amendments under Constitutional Bill number 2. Asi veMDCT neveZANU PF vana mavaza hanzi hapana chakaipapa, saka they voted for that. What do you make of all that that happened?
Yes, this is very, very bad for Zimbabwean people, very bad for our democracy. It was a sad day for the people of Zimbabwe that we had the people that decided to vote alongside ZANU-PF, and we also had ZANU-PF members of parliament that voted for that, including Themba Mliswa. I think all those people, including Monzora and the members of parliament that voted for that, should all be ashamed. Because how can you say you are a Democrat and you are trying to remove democratic processes from the people of Zimbabwe? What are these constitutional amendment bill number 2 effectively means, it's taking away the people from being part of any decisions that the executive make. There are going to be no hearings, there are going to be no interviews, especially with regards to Supreme Court judges. This is what used to happen. They would be interviewed, the public will be consulted. That will not happen. That will no longer happen. And the issue of the running mates, it means Emmerson Mnangagwa can wake up tomorrow morning and appointing his son or his wife to be vice president, and nobody can say anything about that. So here we are seeing a government or a people that are being molded or persuaded towards a one-party state. And that's exactly what is going to happen. Tikada kutarisa constitutional amendment bill number 2, rakapinzwa sei. ZANU-PF yaita chivata-vata. Ikatora constitutional amendment bill number 2. Nguva yeCovid, yanga isingafanira kunge ichiitwa mameetings. Ikatanga kuunganidza vanhu vashoma-shoma, vana veZimbabwe vaifanira kutaura zvisati zvaitwa kuti tinorida here bill iri kana kuti hatiridi. Asi vana veZimbabwe havana kupiwa mukana iwoyo. Vazhinji vakataura vakaita sana naMatai Kwekweza. Vakataura vakati, iri hatisi kurida here. VaZimbabweans mazhinji vakaenda madzimai about 50 vakanyora matsamba kuparliament vakati bill iri hatisi kurida here. Madzimai acho arikutaurwa naMonzora kuti ari kuvasapota. Vakatonyora tsamba vakati bill iri hatiridi, and vanofanira kunyara vari vega kuti vanozviti madhemocrats, asi vachienda vachinovhotera mutemo inodzvanyirira vanhu zvakadaro.
Thank you Vadzokora. Hauyachinga lapo uva Vudzokora ngokuguqulwa kwesisekelo sombuso. Uti hayi lokho kupha umongameli uMnangagwa amandla amaningi kakhulu. Mav, sarirwa ne 3 minutes chat, and Dr. Mabaza Vadzoka.
Yarigatinzwe kuna Dr. Mabaza kuti zvakanaka sei zvatakaona zvichiitwa muparamende. Tinoona Vadzokora vari kuzvishora, vari kuti aiwa izvi zvinozvidza kutongwa kwejechetere kana kuti demokrasi. Rigatinzwe kubva kuna vaMabaza sei vamwe vakawanikwa vachienderera mberi vachipasa kana kuvhotera bhiri irori riri kushorwa nevazhinji.
Ndichazoita nguva yakanaka yekuvatsanangurira parutivi. Chekutanga ndechekuti bhiri iri kana kuti kuvandudzwa kwemutemo uyu hakuna kuitwa neZANU-PF sebato, kwakaitwa neZimbabwe. Chikonzero chekuti tine mamembers of parliament anotimiririra isusu, anomiririra vanhu vavo. Saka we work on a representative capacity. Saka whatever is agreed in parliament zvikavhoterwa, inyika is taken as yaagreea. Chepiri, tida kuti nzwire kuti hakuna chakaipa pamutemo ungoripo. Mutemo uyu kutanga wemarunning mates, tagara taingosarudzirwa vice president na president takati tingavhotere vice president hakuna vice president wezimbabwe akambovhoterwa kuita vice president kubva tichitanga independence vice president wezimbabwe aibvumidzwa kuita vice president on a condition yekuti nge kana tinga ane constituents asi vangomo ndo vakaintroduce vakati I'm a national figure. I must not be voted by a single constituents. I'm a national figure. Saka handisina kuvhoterwa. So ndopakabviswa mutemo wekuti vice president must be voted for. Then again, president kana achinge avhoterwa nevanhu vezimbabwe, anotsvaka chikwata chake chaanotonga nacho chinomunzwisisa saka hamanikidzwe kusarudzirwa nevanhu munhu anofanira kumubatsira iye nekuti iye anoziva munhu anoziva zvaanoda nemacharacters anoda kuti munhu amubatsire mukutonga nyika kepiri da kuti munzwisise zvakare kuti inge sekori nyaya yemarunning mates yaisanganisira nyaya yemajaji yekuti purezidendi vanobvumidzwa vaane kodzero yekusarudza mutongi wenyika yavanoda mutongi wedare redzimhosva zvinoitika nyika dzakawanda dzamunofunga kuti dzakabudirira kwamuri kuamerica ikoko purezidendi weamerica ane simba rekusarudza jaji kana kumudzinga vatrump vakazviita vana bush vakazviita biden akatoita line up yake in 3 weeks time is away anenge ari kuapoenda some new judges to replace vamwe vakabuda saka majudges anonominatwa nemapresident because president anenge ane zvaanoda kuti zviimplementwe saka anoda support yemutemo because judiciary is another important area of government in politics and therefore inofanira kuti munhu anenge ari kutonga nguva iyoyo ave nechikwata chinotsigira kuti nyika yedu isadhonze uko mwachidhonzera uko and zvepirizve hakusi kurwira kuti nyika dzive ne-one part state as my brother Jokora is saying we can still vote and one thing that Jokora is forgetting this was not voted by Monzora. Monzora is a senator. He does not vote in the chamber, Yema MP. He was not even there. So we can now see character MDC. Yekuda kungo tukirira vanhu, just blaming everybody around them. You cannot blame Monzora for this case. I don't like Monzora, but he did not vote because he's a senator. This has not gone to the Senate yet. So that is wrong to blame him, but the MPs for MDCT voted in favor of ZANU-PF. Of course, some few of them voted against rather the bill, but that does not mean that it was ZANU-PF. Either way, whether Monzora, Kupe, and Chamisa's people were to vote no, it was going to sail through because ZANU-PF commands more than 2/3 majority in the parliament. And furthermore, Jokora had actually lied through his teeth with a smiling face. Jim Kunaka was never trained at any of the National Youth Services. Jim Kunaka was only a youth leader in Mbare and then was running this notorious group which was called Chipangano.
30 seconds, doctor. 30 seconds, Farai.
Thank you. So in conclusion, firstly, the Joanna Mamombe's case, those girls have been committing the same crime. Not that they were not arrested for talking or for demonstrating. They were arrested for breaking the COVID rules. And if they don't understand that, the prison is the only place for them to understand. Number two, when she was taken out and given a special treatment in a private hospital, Jokora failed to answer the question, what would they have said if that was his NPF member who was given that treatment? They would be saying corruption.
Thank you, Dr. Mavaza. And Mr. Jokora, strictly 30 seconds. Let's save your last word. We are out of time.
I will not even say anything because the people of Zimbabwe know the truth about Chipangano. It's a project of the Green Bombers. He can come here and defend them all he wants, the same way that he defends Mnangagwa, the same way that he defends what ZANU-PF does. But it is clear here to the people of Zimbabwe that Dr. Mavaza is singing for his supper He has to do that, otherwise he won't get paid.
Limzile ubabu utawanda zokora lo Dr. Masimba Mavaza wezanu PF. Aibebe chuga na mpela woto aiskati sesi hambile maaf.
Aiwa nasi panga paine mutakuna njwa kangaturu kuzikuwa hapo kuvakuna Dr. Mavaza wezanu PF na vata wanda zokora. The MDC Alliance wachitasura na panyaya yezwe matongeru wenyika nezwe mpitika mnyika parizino. Ini njini maaflasi panganya huye mchiti ngatisanga nezwe kare shondo rinouya kana mwarachi daa.
And good night, Zimbabwe. I'm Tunga Milinkomo.